Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the one,
one with the one with the one,
working it out. She's wondering why she married in such haste, there was no way
dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within, deep like a power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done.
Been to the Life Conversations Radio Network studio, and she lit the place up. So I want to thank her for ushering us in with One with the One. I love that song because I've been getting universal warnings of slow down. Hello, welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and I'm inviting you to party with me for a do-over party tonight. I see my family on the phone lines and in the chat room. I want to thank each of you for spending your Sunday night with me. We're going to have some fun tonight. Are you ready to start over with me? I need a do-over. If you don't know what a do-over is, just brace yourself because we're going to get into it. But before we do that, I have to say we've got some amazing energies running just today. But this week is pretty hot. So I don't care what you have going on right now. I want everybody to take a deep breath. I want you to put your arms around yourself and say, I love me. Because if you don't do it, how are you going to find somebody else who's going to do it for you? Okay, but that's another show. Let me put a pause on that. So I want to welcome you to a happy Chinese New Year. It's the Black Water Snake this year. I want to say to you, happy new moon in Aquarius, which is running tonight. Mardi Gras is showing up on Tuesday. We've got Valentine's Day at the end of the week. And this show is brought to you by the letter I and the number 9, because 9 is running today as well. And 9 is the end of a cycle. So, yes, welcome to the do-over party on a celestial show. You're welcome to join me by calling 347-426-3346. Of course, I am very happy to pull cards for you. You have any questions, particularly questions around things that you're having a hard time letting go of. It's a powerful night to let it go. So I'm happy to help you start a do-over. You can ask me the same old question that's been bugging you since last year, but we're going to let it go tonight. But before I get into all of that, I want to thank the head of Life Conversations Radio Network, Life Coach Aday, for screening the calls and handling the technical parts of the show for me. I'm also going to say I thought I had internet, and then I lost it. So he's going to be my eyes and ears tonight as well. So be nice to him when you're calling in, and you all are all the time. So if you're looking for more parties on this network, we have the Ask Life Coach Aday radio show from Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. The Play Experience with Ambassa Safira on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you purposefully loved and appreciated you? That's her question for you. We have Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Aday. And they look at your ancestral blueprints to see if there's some things that's going on in your family line that might be impacting you, like here and now. It's a powerful show. You definitely want to check that out. And then there's me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan is the place and a space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot. We might pull out the medicine cards tonight and Black Angel cards. I weave stories using numbers, cards, music, books, and movies might even pop up to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life. You are reclaiming your me power when you join me on Sunday nights. So if you would like to have a reading, as I said before, call 347-426-3346, or you can post your questions on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan-like page on Facebook. And to stay up on what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find the calendar and a listing of all the shows. So that gives you a little rundown of my family home and the beautiful people on Life Conversations Radio Network. So the do-over show, the do-over party. I've heard a lot of things this week. And one of the things that I love about the Chinese New Year is, like, it's my start over. Like, I know everybody gets happy around, you know, January 1st, and they call that, you know, a Happy New Year. But for me, that's really a practice run. I test out the New Year for about 30 days, you know, a little bit extra days, just to see how am I really going to show up. And when I start to feel like I'm not feeling this energy that I'm walking in, I feel like I'm picking up old baggage that I thought I let go of. Well, thank goodness for the Chinese New Year, because we all get to start all over again. So I invite you to join me in welcoming the festive energies that are flowing. And part of the description for this show is really asking us to take the time to refresh. You know, we get a chance to start all over again tonight, and you don't have to do it by yourself. I want you to stop carrying the same baggage for the rest of the year and drop it at the metaphysical door or at the metaphysical phone. Well, the phone's not metaphysical. You're going to use it. That's actually a technology you can use to connect with me. But whatever you're coming through the door with into this space that you want to let go of, it's time to drop it. And the reason why I'm really talking about a do-over party is because I want you to go back to your childhood for a minute. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up and be playing games with the kids in my neighborhood, there was always one brazen kid that didn't like a move in a game, and they would scream out, "Do-over!" And we never got mad at that kid, you know? Because the first kid that screamed do-over meant that they gave us all permission to start again if we didn't like something. It made the games go a little bit longer. But, you know, for whatever reason, in the 70s, we allowed space for the do-over. And I want us to reclaim that for ourselves right now. So if you didn't like something or a certain move this year, you have the freedom to call out do-over. somewhere along the way, we decided not to remember to call out do-over. We've lost the ability to begin again, which is why, like I said, I'm so excited about the Chinese New Year. You probably thought we already celebrated the New Year, but like I said, Happy New Year on January 1st. That's my practice run. So you get to have a lot of fun with that. So I do have information about the black water snake. I have information about the number 9 and the letter I. And, you know, and I love that because the letter I, you know, is the 9th letter of the alphabet, you know. So we always have this conversation about go within or go without. And I know it's about me, but that I also recognizes that individual, you have a choice in what you're going to do. I get to call out do over. I get to make new moves in my life. I get to say yes or no to whatever is coming. I get to receive all the abundance. I. 9th letter. End of a completion. End of a cycle. Starts with you. All of us. So, like I said, you can call 347-426-3346. I'm happy to help you call out for a do-over tonight. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. 347-426-3346. So let's start with saying goodbye to the old. And I am checking since I don't have access to the computer to make sure I'm not missing anything from my wonderful producer, life coach today. Okay, so let's start with saying, you know, goodbye to the old. You know, I said to you before that this show is brought to you by the letter I for intent, I for illumination, I for imagination, and the energy of the day is 9, the end of the cycle. Now, 9 is the number of completion, and it's the full culmination of our lessons. 9 also shows up as the butterfly in the medicine cards, and it offers the gift of transformation. When we elevate our thinking, we are able to shift into our divine humanity. Now, the key about the butterfly is that it is air medicine. When I say that it's air medicine, it's connected to your mind. It's connected to what you're thinking about and what you're focused on. Because without changing our thoughts, we're going to find ourselves in the same places, dealing with the same people and dealing with the same things. You know, insanity is doing the same things over again and expecting a different result. So I know it's not the mind just by itself, but for Native Americans, butterflies are akin to air medicine, which is east on a medicine well. And, you know, the sun rises in the east. And I see here I'm getting a message about my family who is here, a Lady D. I want to welcome, yes, Lady D, my sister Tam Tam. They're cozy on the line. And other numbers we do not know. Thank you for being here. And you know what? I have to backtrack. I didn't let you know that where you can find Ricky Byers Beckwith. I guess I was so excited to party. But if you like One with the One, if you've been moving too fast, Ricky will help you slow down. And you can get that at rickybb.com or agapelive.com. I just love her work. I mean, she's been a part of my life for so long and keeping me on my journey. So, yes, I want to thank all the guests, chat room, on the phone lines. Thank you for hanging with me on Sunday night. Don't be afraid to pick up that phone. 347-426-3346. Happy to read for you. So as I said, you know, 9 is the butterfly transformation. 9 is also the hermit in tarot. And that teaches that solitude is not about loneliness. You know, every time people think about the hermit card in tarot, they think of this like recluse hanging out in their house by themselves. And that's true. That's true. But they also go out into the community after they've learned the lessons they need to learn. Notice in tarot, the hermit is rarely featured in a house. But in the Rider-Waite deck, the hermit is outside with the lantern leading the way on top of a mountain, I believe. And when mountains show up in tarot, that's about getting through challenges. And in the Mother Peace Tarot deck, you have a goddess standing at the pathway coming down from a mountain. But she, again, is outside. She's older, and she's not a hermit in Mother Peace Tarot. She's a crone, which I like. So, yeah, that's one of the powerful messages of number nine. And the hermit is also connected to Virgo, the sign of Virgo. I also don't want to forget my archive listeners. You know, I want to thank you guys for coming back. You know, I know there are people who join me live, but wherever you come and you tap into the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, you are live. You are in a now and in the moment. And I thank you, archive listeners, for being with me as well. So it's time to shine your light with this nine energy. You know, you have a gift with this new moon energy, with this Chinese New Year, and with that number nine, to let go of anything that's not serving you. It's called a do-over party for that purpose. You get to start fresh right where you are. There are some things you're going to have to carry on that journey, though. Well, let's talk about first the things you want to let go of. Unforgiveness, jealousy, guilt, negativity, criticism of yourself and your brothers and your sisters. Because once you drop all of that baggage and anything else that I haven't added, that you probably already have a running list of what's holding you back, then you get to embrace love and light and joy. And I'm not saying it's an easy journey. And I'm not saying that, you know, once you decide, okay, I'm going to forgive, you know, you're not going to have any more challenges. But you'll learn how to embrace the dark, the dark and the light. You need to let go of your old stories so you can create new fairy tales in your life. You know, when people talk about old stories, it always makes me nervous when they use the word stories in the way that we in the metaphysical community use it, because stories for me are powerful. You know, it's like, oh, I need to change my story. I'm like, yeah, okay, you need to change your story, but there's still another fairy tale you can create for yourself. And I'm not talking about picking up illusions. I'm talking about claiming the childlike wonder, not being so grown that you can't reclaim the energy of those fairy tales for yourself. And not to buy into old stereotypes of what it means for us to show up as men and women, but to break through with your new realizations, with your teachings. You get to be the hermit and show us the way when you fully accept your journey and what's showing up in your life today. So we welcome the new first with the Chinese New Year and the Black Water Snake. Kicking off the year of the Black Water Snake in Chinese astrology is a phenomenal thing to do right now, because 2013 equals six. And this is, for me, the second time that the snake has shown up. The snake shows up in the medicine cards as number six, and that is about transmutation, going into the fire, dealing with snake bites and poison and then turning it into cures. That's what the stuff that's showing up in your life right now is, challenges and obstacles, really are. It's not happening to you, it's happening for you. And I say that, and even I want to roll my eyes. I'm going to tell you the truth. But when you can embrace the snake bites in your life, you get some powerful medicine, and you get to play with alchemy. Imagine being able to flip a situation that you've seen from a negative standpoint and being able to find the good in it, not judging it, not resisting it, but saying, okay, where's the gift here to unwrap? I learned that, and I live it now. But where is this gift? And if you can't find it, there are people that you can call to get some help along the way. I mean, yes, it's an introspective journey, but we're not, you know, islands. We're not on this journey by ourselves. So hopefully you have a community of people that you can reach out to and you can talk to. With the snake energy that's coming through, it's going to be intense. I'm hearing that all across the path. And it's not easy to get snake bites. It's snake bite shows up in the form of disappointments and challenges and things that go ouch that you don't feel like dealing with. And we're all going to be surprised, and we're all going to have to find a way to learn how to receive the lesson, be proactive and not reactive in the journey. And the black water snake also gives kudos for Chinese astrology for those people who do their research. You know, it's water, it's emotions, but it's also a really smart animal. Strong fire energy, water energy that's asking you to really get to know yourself at a different level. The snake years tend to bring unexpected transformations to our lives. Yet, while there may not be many, you know, manifestations of change, there will be plenty of activity beneath the surface. And that's where the research part comes in. So behind the scenes talks, secret negotiations, and clandestine activity is said will characterize this Chinese year. Things are not what they seem in a snake year. The water element is emotive, compassionate, and perceptive. So here's your I word. By tuning into your ding, ding, ding intuition, you can detect changes that can't be perceived with the naked eye. If you sense your company is in trouble, update your resume and collect your work samples. Now, does your romantic partner seem distant and distracted? Don't wait for your partner to announce their dissatisfaction. Schedule a romantic vacation and plan more date nights. Snake years reward those who do plenty of research before making a move. So whether you're hiring a contractor or dating someone new, be sure to do a background check. Now, do you need to buy an expensive appliance? Read consumer reports and customer surveys before making your purchase. And are you going to school? Find out which institutions offer the best programs for your needs. By arming yourself with knowledge, you'll make the most of this transformative year. And I got that from researching on tarot.com, one of my favorite go-to places about the black water snake year. And it was really in alignment with a lot of the other information that's coming through. So as I said, you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Call 347-426-3346. And I'm checking to see, okay, people are just listening to me. You're just taking it in at the do-over party, and that's cool. Now, the most amazing thing for me, and I always say pay attention to synchronicity. You got a Chinese New Year today, and you have a new moon in Aquarius at the same time. And the new moon is the time of opening up to gifts and setting your intentions for the whole month. This is seed time. And I really like what Michael Lennox had to say about this. And I thought it was really powerful. But I discovered that the ripest time for the new moon ritual for those on the West Coast was actually Saturday night. Now, you know, I believe time doesn't exist, so when you remember it, you do it, and we'll work it out. But by now, we all understand that we have the ability to set intentions with every breath that we take. Even so, it behooves us to honor the seed-planting moment of the new moon. This gives us a chance to elevate the idea of intention setting to its highest level. So take a moment. What are you thinking about? What do you want to give birth to in your life? This right now is the prime time to plant that seed. And we plant our seeds by setting our, here's another I word, intentions. So it's a good time to do that. And ritualizing this process helps ground into our consciousness the influence we wield as the creators of our own destiny. I love that. I mean, because, you know, I think it's important, even though I do readings, even though I play with tarot cards, even though I am intuitive, I really think it's important for people to stay focused on their own power and their own magic and be able to connect with not having that power be taken away from you. I'm really at a point in my life and on my journey in the work that I'm doing to want to help you get your power back. So powerful thing for all of us to do right now is to set some intentions on what we really want to manifest and create. So, I mean, that's some of the pieces that we've got going, and I'm checking for messages. So if you're hearing me, that's me checking and see what's going on. Now, here's another piece that I love. I love this information about Aquarius as well, because the Aquarius astrologically is connected to the star 17 in tarot cards. And star is about unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. And what I want to ask you right now is, what are some things that you're doing? How are you dealing with what's showing up in your life? How are you showing yourself that you love yourself right now? You know, some things to think about. And when you do call in, I look forward to hearing your answers about that. So the Aquarius is the archetype that governs the concept of community. So doing this with others is definitely the way to go. This often misunderstood archetype has a beautiful story. Before there was life, Aquarius had a deep and profound knowing that something was missing. He didn't know what it was, but was committed to finding it. On his quest, he discovered water and brought it back to the community. That's why he's the water bearer. But Aquarius is not a water sign. Let me just clarify that right now. It is an air sign. But he brought the water into the community, meaning bringing heart, emotions. Water allowed for life to begin and flourish. And if you can't actually do a ritual with others sometime this weekend, do your best to share your intentions with your immediate community of soul trekkers. So if you set some intentions over this weekend with this new moon in Aquarius, by all means, please feel free to call in and let me know what they are. You bring the life force to your world. Make sure you call your friends and set some intentions at the group level this weekend. And while you're at it, make sure that whatever you are intending to create for yourself is also good for humanity. Right now, we need all the help we can get. And Michael Lennox, you are absolutely right. Okay, so we're about to take a break. And Tim Tim, I see you. Yes, we'll be ready. Oh, we're going to have a conversation with my sister. Looking forward to it. So, yes, we're about to take a break right now. You've been listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and we will be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, you are. That was Carly Jackson. Love her. You can find Carly Jackson on Facebook. You spell her name C-A-R-L-L-I-E Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. And she has been a guest on Life Conversations Radio Network as well. And I love hearing her music because it always calms me down. So that reminds me on that free note that there was something on the Daily Word that I wanted to share with all of us at our do-over party. And it was just so amazing in terms of letting go and accepting ourselves where we are. And then I'm going to bring in my beautiful sister. You hear me going to find this piece? Yes, here it is. So happy. Free from thedailyword.com. I'm free to be me. Today, I step into the uniqueness of who I am, and I find freedom. I let go of comparing myself to others and stop trying to be something I am not. I relinquish any thought of waiting for my life to begin. Every creature and creation on earth is beautiful exactly as it is, and so am I. I am set free when I realize that as God's creation, I am perfect and whole in this very moment. I do not need to strive for more or change what I look like or wait until my life meets a certain worldly standard. Everything I need is already here. I am already enough. I am loved, free, and unlimited. Freedom expands my appreciation of who I am and the boundless blessings in my life. I don't know who's writing Daily Word, but I want to thank them for that prayer. And on that note, I'm going to bring in the person who tells me I am free every day, Tamara, spiritual midwife. How are you doing, sister?
Sister, I need a do-over bad.
My baby needs a do-over. Tamara, spiritual midwife, how can I help you? You need a do-over?
I need a do over. I've been spending hours working on this one web page, and I had it perfect. Mm. And I don't know what button I hit because now I get to do it over.
You get to do it over?
Because it's gone.
Oh, I'm not laughing at you. But look at
how they're laughing at me.
No. Let's just take a moment and take a deep breath. How proud am I of you right now? Because I promise you, I wouldn't be giggling, but I hear you reaching out for help. Okay, so when technology acts up like that, and I think that's really shady. I had my own technological warfare today. You know, Aquarius is rules technology. So there must be a message around there about slow down for the both of us, you think?
Maybe, but it was just kind of important to put that thing out there, you know?
Yeah, it looks important to put it out there. But you know what? I'm about to blast somebody. Somebody said the spiritual midwife needs to rebirth that girl. So we're going to rebirth
that
right now.
That page needs a rebirthing.
Oh, my sister. Okay, so you had this piece. You know, it's not going the way you want, so you get to stop and pause, and you decided to play with me instead of throw your computer out the door, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't so much throwing the computer out the door because I kind of like it.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
I did want my sister's help with the do-over.
Okay, well, hopefully the first thing I did was to make you feel good.
I'm laughing, yeah.
You're laughing. That's good. That's what you need at a do-over party, because there's no point in having a party if people aren't laughing. And I am going to my mother.
Yeah, party without laughter?
What's life without laughter?
Especially when you're laughing at yourself.
Hey, better laugh at yourself than sit up there and wait for other people to laugh at you. So I'm going to the Mother Peace tarot cards right now. And I am going to see if there is some sweet message that we can give Tamara, a.k.a. Tam Tam Spiritual Midwife, who I hope will be joining me next Sunday to celebrate I Love Me Day.
I Love Me Day.
Yes. So the first step is we're going to do a preview for next week, I Love Me Day. Right now, you loved yourself enough to call your family, which is exactly what you're supposed to do during a new moon in Aquarius, young lady. 10 points for you.
Yay, kudos.
And I am going to pull one card, see what comes up. Wow. You got the Three of Swords. Three of Swords. It's reversed, though, which is why I'm really going, wow. Because you don't want that card upright. Three of Swords is about drama. It's about air fighting, you know, swords, air. And, you know, when we talked earlier, we did talk a lot about air and our mental perceptions. So you have three. What really, you need to think of this card as the reality card, the reality check card, but not in a way of checking your reality, but more so in the fights of reality shows, you know, soap opera, antics, drama, things of that nature. But like I said, for you, it's reversed. So instead of falling into the drama of this page, what's going to happen, I got to start over, you went, I need a do-over. And that's basically it showing you what you did. You decided to say no to the drama and decided to say yes to the fun. And even though you have to start all over, you are going to be just fine. I'm going to pull one more card. Girl, you're not ready for this. I don't think you're ready for this, Jelly.
Yes, I am. Tell me.
I don't
think
you're ready for this, Jelly.
Yes, please tell me.
I just pulled the High Priestess.
Funny, that was the website I was working on.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so sister and I have another project that we'll be talking about at some point called United High Priestess. So she's letting go of the drama. But this High Priestess is working a lot to the right. Okay, so I'm going to break out in song for you. Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Yeah. I am so not singing with you.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
I love you. Feeling.
Groovy.
The girl. Yeah, so, all right, Mama. So, basically, what the divine message for you is, you said no to the drama. Clearly, we had some soap opera stuff show up for you today. But the High Priestess, which is all about, it's the first teacher in tarot, as you already know. The High Priestess is the first teacher in tarot. You got Zero, the Fool. You have one, a magician who has all the tools, but the magician doesn't know how to use all his tools. So he's got to sit at the feet of the High Priestess to learn about the esoteric knowledge and also, and just the hidden pieces. And we all have that High Priestess in us. In Christianity, they call it the Holy Spirit. In tarot, it's called the High Priestess. And being that you are working on a High Priestess website, United High Priestess website, when you had that fun, That's clearly a message that chill out and do it tomorrow is what I'm going to say to you.
You know, it takes me back to that post today that I found on Facebook. Gotta love Facebook. Can I read it?
Please.
It said, you cannot control what happens to you, but you can control your attitude towards what happens to you. And in that, you'll be mastering change rather than allowing it to master you. Isn't that beautiful?
I love that. That is so perfect. Now, let me add this to your goodie bag. Pausing is a good thing. Everything has to stop at some time in order to keep going. To stop, to rest, or to pause means to do nothing. It means no thinking, no moving, no decisions. What a blessing it is to have the ability to stop and gain strength before moving forward. That's from High Priestess Iyanla Van Zandt.
We like it.
Indeed. So for all the listeners on the phone lines and in the chat room and the folks who will be listening to this on the archive, you just got goodie bags of affirmations, a personal story. How many times your computer crashed on you? Actually, never mind. That's just me. Okay.
Not answering that.
No,
don't
right.
Like that.
But it's how we react to these challenges. It's better. What's that line again, sis? It's we have a choice in how we respond to
this. Yeah, how you can control your attitude toward what happened to you. You'll be mastering change rather than allowing it to master you.
Isn't that powerful? I love that, sis. Thank you so much for calling in with that. Your powerful medicine, and you got the High Priestess to show up today, which you are.
Thanks.
And I appreciate you so much for all the ways that you stand by me and you help me too. So on that note, my sister.
You. Yes.
I love you too. So we're going to go into a little bit about what's moving in the upcoming week. It was so much fun talking to Tam Tam. I talk to her every day. She pulls cards for me every day. She's who I go to. So on Tuesday, we got Mardi Gras. You know, and you know what? The thing that I learned about Mardi Gras, like the Mardi Gras that, you know, we kind of think that it is in New Orleans and in the French Quarter, isn't quite the way it's celebrated on the outskirts of Louisiana. I heard a story from a dear friend of mine who moved up here from Katrina, who described going from house to house to get goodies and food from people. And the little kids would dress up, people would dress up, and then they'd have this big party in the center of town with all the food that they gathered. And that's more traditionally what it is. But Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday. And the tradition of the beads is not a tradition, folks. You know, how people get their beads, you know, women flash their chests and then guys throw beads at them. That's not a part of the Mardi Gras, for real. And people from New Orleans will be quick to tell you that. There were parts of Louisiana or parts of New Orleans you do not want to go into if you don't want to deal with that part or aspect. But it really, they don't know when it actually started, but the first record of the holiday being celebrated was actually at the mouth of the Mississippi River on March 3rd, 1699, and it was part of an observance of a Catholic practice. And so the starting date of festivities in New Orleans is unknown, and an account from 1743 notes that the custom of the carnival balls was already established. Processions and wearing of masks in the streets on Mardi Gras took place. They were sometimes prohibited by law and were quickly renewed whenever such restrictions were lifted or enforcement waned. In 1833, a rich plantation owner of French descent raised money to fund an official Mardi Gras celebration. So Shrove Tuesday is a day to be remembered by strangers in New Orleans, for that is the day for fun, frolic, and comic masquerading. All of the mischief of the city was alive and awake in active operation. Men and boys, women and girls, bond and free, black and white, yellow and brown, everybody took part to invent and appear in grotesque, quizzical ways. You know, it's really funny. So, but basically, it was just a big old party in preparation before Lent. So basically, you got all your fun out of your system, and then you had to get ready to sacrifice for Lent. You know, so that's kind of like a preview, a little bit about what's going on in Mardi Gras. I do wish everybody in Louisiana, where they're celebrating it, a safe time, and that people be taken care of. It's definitely a party I'd like to check out. But tonight, your party, your Fat Tuesday, starts right now. We're actually going to drop the mask. We're not going to put on any mask and scare people. Getting some good food right now would have been fun. But the do-over party is really about celebrating the end of the cycle, the end of old stories that held you back. It's the uninstalling of programming behind the scenes that's keeping you from your greater yet-to-be. The do-over right now with this new moon in Aquarius and this Chinese New Year invites you to welcome to yourself, welcome a new way of seeing yourself, a new you, not for your life to begin again, but for you to finally start living your life in a way that you can love and accept all of you. That would be my prayer for everybody listening on the phone lines, in the chat room, in the archive. You are the only you you have. And you're beautiful exactly as you are. So I'm trying to think of right now. Yes, we have. Can you believe how fast time goes? I'm trying to think about how would I like to end my do-over party as I'm seeing my people gather their things and get ready to leave for the night and to step into their tomorrows. You know, how was, you know, getting ready for work. You know, or maybe you're at home, maybe you're working on your businesses and your dreams and manifesting. We all are. So I want you to gently go into your night, but I kind of want some love glow, I think. Yeah, I don't think we have to end it on a sad, slow song. I think I'd like to party a little bit more as I usher you guys out the door. And I'm rhyming. Don't you love it? So, on that note, remember, you can find me Monday through Wednesday with Life Coach A Day on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. I break down the energy of the day around 1 p.m. Life Coach A Day comes on at 12, and I can tell you he's going to have a hot conversation about soulmates, how to attract your soulmates. So you definitely want to come back and join him. And, you know, don't forget you have an opportunity to begin again. You know, embrace the new moon in Aquarius and plant some seeds. Welcome the Chinese New Year. Set some new intentions. Claim your do-over power. And don't forget to be the party. So I think that kind of wraps it up for now. That's Just Cynthia. You can find her at justcynth.com. I love you, family. Don't forget to love yourself. Enjoy love glow.
Radiate looks like the love glow. That glimmer in your eyes, the electrifying vibe, looks like the love glow.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.